My name is Sarah Zagai. I was born in East Africa, Eritrea. Eritrea got independent in 1992. That's the last country to be independent in Africa. Most of them, they came out in 1970. I came to the United States, a beautiful country, for further education. I enrolled in Immaculata College. That is branch of American University. After I finished from there, I transferred to Howard University for higher education. My undergraduate was zoology in order to go for medical school. However, when they gave me gross anatomy class, that is, you have to have a cadaver, so I couldn't able to do it. It's so difficult for me to work with a dead person. So for that, my advisor advised me to do experimental nutrition for my master's. So at the end of my master's, also I have to kill or beheaded 40 rats. So I couldn't able to do it. That also. So my advisor, the Department of Nutrition Department, he has to come and do the beheading of the rats. Well, then the students, my colleague, they used to say, oh, an angel came from heaven. She cannot even kill her own rats, you know. Then at the end of when we graduated, the NIH, National Institute of Health, came to hire students. Then my advisor say, don't go with them because you're going to go to work over there with rats again. That's a research company, you know. So he advised me to do postgraduate in community nutrition. So that's what I did. For my postgraduate, it's good. Community nutrition is you have to work with people. That's what I was doing all the time after that. I mean, working with people such as a nutrition consultant or clinician in the hospital or different place agencies. Okay, while I'm doing this, before I graduate, I have to go to do field service. So they send me in one hospital. There, where I met a beautiful woman by the name Veena Rajpal, she introduced me into Buddhism. I like Buddhism very much because that's where I learned about the body is not only the body and the soul. And also I learned for the first time about reincarnation. I really loved it so much. They were teaching about Gautama Buddha. But one thing they say about Gautama Buddha is theoretical teaching. But Maitreya is essential teaching. I couldn't be able to understand at all. I keep asking them again and again because I don't know, for some reason, I love Gautama Buddha. It's not his teaching. It's not theoretical. It's essential. I was always arguing with them. But although I love Buddhism, this Buddhism is a Nichiren Dashonin Buddhism. The problem was that I have is that they don't believe in God. Jesus was like a mockery for them. They say, oh, he is a son of God, but he all sacrificed and he has to be killed by the Romans or by the Jews. What they were saying is, if God is his father, why he doesn't save him? So they always believe that God doesn't exist or all this Jesus, all this is nonsense theory. But that a little bit, I had a problem. And then I can see also in my dream, Jesus comes in my dream. And my mom is a little bit psychic, and she can see, and she keep telling me, an angel is coming to my mom and is telling her for me to get out from Buddhism. Well, then I told my friends that I keep seeing Jesus, and then we used to have a mandala where we pray, where we chant, Nami Haringa Kyo, and I told them, since I'm seeing Jesus, I am putting Jesus in the mandala in my, I visualize that. They couldn't believe it. They say, everybody, Sarah, out of your mind, then they really completely, I mean, I can see people stop talking to me. They get really upset about it. Well, at that time, when I was going to work, flag line, I live in Virginia. When you're going from Virginia to D.C., there's flag line. They call it like, in order to go HOV, you have to have three people. So this man introduced me to Summit Lighthouse. So he invited us, me and my girlfriend, we went into Maryland, where they have a little big place, but they have all the pictures of the Ascended Masters. When I went in, when I saw Chananda's picture, and then they told me one is Kutumi, one is El Moria, all that. I couldn't believe it. My heart burst in something. I was so delighted. I was so joyful. I keep telling them, this is my place. This is my place where I belong. So my girlfriend was telling me, keep quiet. But I couldn't keep quiet at all. I keep looking at their faces. You know, I feel like I'm seeing them in person, you know. Then this lady came from Summit Lighthouse. Her name is Dorothy something. I don't know her last name. She was teaching about the soul, the inner child. And I met her over there, and she asked me, it's my first time. I felt like I know her, you know. She felt the same thing. So she told me, oh, in order to come here, you must balance 25% of your karma. So probably have balance. That's why you are here. She said that whenever people comes to her class. So then in 3 days, also the Summit Light, they have a conference in Maryland. It was 2-3 days. Then we went over there. Wow, me and Mother Kel, my friend, we are 12 hours new. We love mother's books. We just bought about 20 or 25 books that day when they have the conference. Then the guy that introduced me, he showed me the picture of Guruma and Mark Prophet. I say, wow, I know these people. I told him, where? I don't know. I know them. Still, I know them. I know them. So he told me, Mark Prophet is gone long, long time ago. She's still here, but she's sick. She's not doing any more. But I told him, I don't know where I know them, but I know them. I must know them somewhere. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. So then the person, like he told us this, then he went to Chicago. He called us, I'm in Chicago. Then he told us, there is going to be a new messenger. He was telling us, this lady, Marsha Covington, in Chicago, anointing David Lewis and his twin flame, Becky. Something was telling us like that. And at that time, what's happening to me, I didn't know. I can see a city, people walking. Something I seen every minute, something like that. So I told him on the phone, you know what? I'm seeing these things. I just see a city, a place or a country. Some people walking, you know, talking. And it's a new thing that I'm seeing. What is going on? So he told me, he asked Becky and he told him that is probably her third eye is open. That's what she's seeing, all these things. But it didn't stay long. After 3 months, it stopped. Everything is stopped. I have never seen after that scene with my third eye. Anyway, then the guy told us that David is coming, the new messenger is coming to New York. So we said, we are going to New York. So I went to New York. That's the first time in my life that I met all these beautiful people of Heart Center. I remember Donald Regan, Karen Wells, Damien Kletter, Paul Hagen, Wallace, Olive, Beaver, Millet, Tucker, Alice, I mean, Deborah Timberlake, Fonuzzi. I have seen all, I met all of them. I was so happy, very delighted. That was the end of 2006. Then 2007, early 2006, then they were going, the Heart Center, they were going to Egypt. Then me and Emma said, we are going. So we went over there. That was a big transformation in our life, for us, for both of us. And Paul Hagen told us, who is the people that live in Washington? Then we told him, me, Donald Regan, you know. Then he said, they want to have an event, the Masters. We were delighted. So what do we have to do? We just raise some money right there. We gave about 2,500, something like that. He was surprised. The seed is already done, so it's going to happen. This money came out from Donna, from Emma, from me, from Prashant, and from Gloria Rojas. That's where I met Gloria. And before I'm going to Egypt, we got some prayers, decrees in New York. We were doing the decree in our on my office every morning with the Heart Center. When they were doing from Montana, I was doing it in my office. I was surprised. I see many people. Then when I went to Egypt, I see those people that they were, I went and asked them, were you in Montana? Yes, I do a decree every morning, she told me, one lady, two ladies and one man, and say, do you know that? I was seeing you every morning, guys, whenever I came from my office, I used to see you. I told them that, and they were laughing, you know. Anyway, I'm amazed, me and the girl and all of us, we are amazed because with the teaching. And then I say to myself, this is magnificent. What about Africa? Then I came out, asked about Africa. Then, wow, Saint Afra came and said that we have to be ready for Africa, something like that. Then beloved Deborah Timberlake, she said, she took that question, what he asking us to do, and she didn't sleep until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. She prepared everything. I mean, the pictures of Africa, the name of the whole continent of Africa. So the next day we did something. We mentioned all the name of African countries. So we did something like that. So the masters were delighted, and that was amazing. I remember Kutumi, he was telling that about Meru classes is going to be magnificent things that the masters are going to present us in Meru classes, that what you said in there. Serapis was talking a lot. He was telling us many things. Also, they were talking also under the skins, what they have, what magnificent things, what all Akashic records of the earth or something like that. We were amazed. I was really amazed. You know, this is the first time, and we know that Egypt, the center of the universe, something like that. Well, that's my first trip to overseas, and getting all this information, knowing the Ascended Masters, because at first I say to myself, I have to know, is this artistry is real or not? So what I did is I took to Jesus in my heart. Let me hear 10 of your heart stream. If there's something I felt, that means it's real. So I start one by one hearing them. I didn't have to go to one. When I heard two, not number three, my heart felt it. It's real. This heart stream is real. The Ascended Masters is real. The heart center is real. So I said, this is, for me, is a gift from God to come to the heart center. Well, that's the beginning. Then Saint Germain said, I remember he said he already seen about 68 or 78 people coming to Washington. Wow. So, yes, a lot of people came to Washington. Even the person that came, our tour guide, we invited him. He came from Virginia Beach to the event in Virginia. He came. So it was amazing. It was beautiful. Then from there, I mean, whenever I see what I see, I'm surprised because I start, whenever we go, for example, when we go to South Africa, Alpha and Omega came. What a great dispensation to the Heart Center is. Through us, they balance karma of 300 years. It was amazing. Wherever we go, something's always. And the teaching of the masters, I mean, it's a great transformation. It's magnificent. I mean, it's unique what I see in the Heart Center. I see other organizations. I know many. But there is no such thing. The master comes, I mean, like here, like day in, day out, and teach you about everything. They give you all this light, you know. We are full of light now. And because of that, we go all the streets, and we are clearing all this darkness. In many places, I have gone even with the Heart Center. I went to Peru, Mexico, South Africa, Egypt, India, Greek, Italy, Hawaii, you know. So sometimes I'm amazing. India, when you went to India, it was, I mean, something's different in the air. We all said, even most of us, we're coming back to live in India. It's about 1.1.4 billion people living in India. But you feel the air. It's the place of God and the goddesses. You can feel it. When we went to Rishikesh, we went to even Omram. At that time, his name was Tafashist. We went to his ashram where he used to meditate 10,000 years ago. But the place is still there, exactly as it is. We went over there inside, meditate a little bit, you know. And we went to Rishikesh, and Rishikesh is where they make their ascension. That's from where they most of the saints, just like Jesus did from Serapis Bay, Egypt. When we went to Peru, it was amazing. We did even the Panoramia up all the way at the top. The lady that came also from Jeffries, and she told me she was the highest person of the Jeffries, that she was somebody else before. She was, but she was leading us in Panoro team. She was with us over there. I don't know what can I say. It is, well, Heart Center is unique, and I'm so glad all this dispensation that we are getting, and I see what they be doing, the soul raising sessions with the Holy Spirit. I mean, we have baptism by fire, baptism by everything. Okay, go ahead, ask questions.
Well, Sarah, it's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story. My goodness, you have been around the world, it sounds like, and coming from Africa and then living here in America. What a great expansive vision you have of so many things. And then for you to say, and you've seen other spiritual organizations and how special the Heart Center is, that's very special to me, Sarah. And we're so glad you're here. And looking forward to another event, maybe in Washington, D.C., that you all on the East Coast can put on. And that would be wonderful to reach so many people on the East Coast.
Yes, yes, because I seen that 4 years ago, I remember, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I remember a master wants to do in Washington. Now also, recently, if you remember, Lotus came and he's asking for next year to do an event in Washington, D.C. And I talked in with Donna Regan. I told her, please tell David, we have to do that.
Wonderful.
We have to do that. It's a must. We have to do that.
That sounds...
We can raise the money between me and Donna and Gloria. We could do that. It's no problem.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. And invite us all. Invite us all across the country.
Sure,
we'll come.
Sure. I'll invite you all, but sorry because I speak so fast. Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Okay. Lovely to talk with you. Okay. Good night.